We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Families in distress. Those families that live along that section of Provost just off of Sawmill Run Boulevard are living with distress. They're in a tough situation, and hopefully City Councilman Anthony Coghill will be able to help them. There are another group of families that are also living with duress, living with distress, because their apartment building burned over the weekend to the extent that the building, it's going to be condemned. It's not livable anymore. Some of the folks are staying down at the convention center. Others are staying with relatives. Many are trying to be relocated to other places. City Councilman Daniel Lavelle joins us this morning for kind of an update on what's happening. Welcome, sir.
Good morning.
So first of all, I mean, there is no debating the fact that this was a major tragedy for some 70 plus people.
74, I believe, is the total at this moment who have been displaced by this horrific fire.
And so is this a property that you were familiar with, that you had heard complaints about? At this point, we're hearing that some of the residents are saying that, but we don't know if it goes further than that. Were you familiar with the property?
I am familiar with the property. My office, along with State Representative Wheatley and some others, have actually been meeting with the residents over the course of at least a year now, actually trying to get ARTCO to fix up much of the property. Much of it, in our opinion, was out of compliance, was not really suitable for people to be living in. And we were actually recently exploring all legal options.
So then there is, so they say, a paper trail. Because often people say to me, say to us, well, we called, we complained, but you can't ever document it. It sounds like this is documentable.
Yes, it is documentable. We have even reached out to HUD regarding this property.
So what happens next? I mean, first, the residents have to be relocated. And I don't know if you know this or not. Would that be ARCO's responsibility? Would that be a Section 8? Whose responsibility would that be? Or is it the tenant's responsibility?
So my understanding is, first and foremost, it's ARCO's responsibility that should they have any replaceable units, they are to provide those units to the current tenants. We actually have a meeting today at 1 where we'll find out the status of that. As of last night, I was informed that ARCO had identified about 17 units that they could house individuals. The problem with that is they're obviously not all going to be in the Hill District, and some of them may not even be in the city.
Mm-hmm.
So you're still talking some level of displacement for those residents. But hopefully we'll find out, have a better idea later this afternoon of exactly where residents can go. We've also reached out to the Housing Authority to see if they have any available units. But as you may be aware, the Housing Authority generally has actually a very long waiting list for most of their units. And so I'm not too aware that they will have many, but hopefully they will have some.
And then again, and I apologize if I'm asking you questions outside of your area. So the building, as I understand it, has been condemned. So the building will have to be torn down. Is that then the owner's responsibility? Is that the city's? Or am I wrong about the condemnation part?
So I'll again know that a little later today.
Okay.
PLI, Property License and Inspection, was out this morning again, sort of going through the property. And they make the final determination on that, and I have not heard yet. My assumption coming into yesterday was it probably was going to have to be condemned, but I was waiting for PLI this morning to get the final word. If it is, I believe it is on the owners, ARCO. It's their then responsibility to demolish it, and or if there's anything salvageable, work with their insurance to do so.
And so then in terms of, so there are, apparently there is a trail of complaints on the property. What happens to those now? I mean, because now the building's kind of gone or the people aren't living there anymore. Do the complaints just kind of fall off and go away, or how does that work?
I'm honestly not sure.
Okay.
I hope to have a conversation with sort of the legal team that we've been working with this on soon to try to better understand where we go from here.
Well, and you know, and I appreciate you even taking the time to talk with us today, because I know you told me up front, you have a meeting today at 1 o'clock. You'll have way more answers after 1 o'clock. But you know us pushy media types. I'm like, no problem. Just come on down. Tell us what you know. So we appreciate it. And last question, if you know, are there still people today still at the convention center?
As of this morning, I believe so.
Okay. All right. Okay.
But I believe today was the last day to house them at the convention center, which is why the meeting later this afternoon becomes so critical to see if those residents can actually leave, if they have somewhere to go.
If they have somewhere to go. Yeah, that's got to be a horrible feeling. I heard from a couple folks on social media that weren't involved in this fire, but have been involved in similar situations. And they talked about what the rebuilding process is like. So we appreciate you. Daniel Laval, thanks for at least bringing us up to speed with what you know. And hopefully maybe we'll check back or send me a text if something comes out of that 1 o'clock meeting.
Will do.
All right. Thanks so much.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.